Vavakama perk test mishnevav. Nosan lo es a keren velo nosan lo es a chomesh. If he paid him back for what he stole, the keren, but he didn't pay him a chomesh. When a person steals and then he's moda, he has to pay back a keren, a chomesh, which is 1/5. 1/5 is calculated milavar, which means you calculate a quarter and then you add it on. So let's say something is worth 80 zuz. So a quarter of 80 zuz is 20. So you add that on. So the reason it's 1/5 is because now you added on 20, and out of the complete 100, 20 is 1/5 of 100 when you add it on to the 80. So you add on a chomesh, and you also have to bring a carbon asham. That's only when you're doing tshuva and you admit to what you did. But when a person is still denying it, he doesn't pay a chomesh, he doesn't pay an asham, and that's because those things are for a kapara. And the person that's still denying his averas, he does not get this kapara. So if a guy gives the keren, but he doesn't give the chomesh, mocholo ala keren, velo mocholo ala chomesh, or the owner was mochel him on paying him back the keren, but he was not mochel him on the chomesh, and we're obviously dealing with a case where the guy first swore that he did not steal, and then he was moda, or mocholo al zeh v'al zeh chutz mipachos mishava pruta bekeren, or he was mochel on both the keren and the chomesh, except he was not mochel on something that's worth less than the shavar pruta of a keren, meaning there's a tiny bit amount from what you stole that he's not mochel. Einu tzarech leilich achrav. You don't have to find this person to pay him back the keren or the chomesh. And the chiddush, by the way, on something that's less than the worth of a shavar pruta, of course, it's worth nothing. So it seems that in that case, he was mochel the whole thing. The Rav says because maybe it'll go up in value if it's still around. Nevertheless, we see from here that once you're mochel for everything, and if it's inconsequential what you weren't mochel, that doesn't matter, he does not have to go after you to pay you back. However, this is just the din the Rambam says, that you don't have to schlep after him. But the guy still has a chiv of hashava, that if he would be near him, or the nigzal would come over to the gazlan, he would have to pay him back. And even something that's worth less than a shava pruta, you still have to do a shava saveda. That which we say, you don't have to return it, l'chatchila, that's if you stole less than a shavar pruta. But here you stole more than a shavar pruta. It's just that he was mochel everything except for less than a shavar pruta. So he's mochel everything except a little bit. But in that case, since what you originally stole was a shavar pruta, you still have a chiv to return every part of what you stole, even if what's left over is less than the shavar pruta, as the first Rol explains. However, nosan lo es achomesh velo nosan lo es akeren, if he gave him the chomesh, but he did not give him the main part, the keren, or mochelo ala chomesh velo mochelo ala keren. He was mochel on the chomesh, but he was not mochel on the keren. Or mochelo al zev yal zev chutz mishavar pruta bekeren. He's mochel on everything except for something that is worth a shavar pruta from the keren, which is the main part. So he was not mochel a shavar pruta on the keren. Tzarech leilich achrav. He still has a chiv of going after him and returning it to wherever the guy is.